The reason President Thomas Jefferson owned a copy of the Quran, a 232-year history of our fight against Islam, and why it is no longer taught in our public schools. When Thomas Jefferson saw there was no negotiating with Muslims, he formed what is now the Marines, seagoing soldiers. When the Muslims attacked the U.S. merchant vessels, they were repulsed by armed soldiers, but there is more. The Marines followed the Muslims back to their villages and killed every man, woman, and child in the village. It didn't take long for the Muslims to leave U.S. merchant vessels alone. English and French merchant vessels started running up our flag when entering the Mediterranean to secure safe travel. Why the Marine hymn contains the verse, "The shores of Tripoli," this is very interesting and a must-know piece of our history. It points out where we may be heading. Most Americans are unaware of the fact that over 200 years ago, the United States had declared war on Islam and President Thomas Jefferson had led the charge. At the height of the 18th century, Muslim pirates, the Barbary Pirates, were the terror of the Mediterranean and a large area of the North Atlantic. They attacked every ship in sight and held the crews for exorbitant ransoms. Those taken hostage were subjected to barbaric treatment and wrote heartbreaking letters home, begging their governments and family to pay whatever the Mohammedan captors demanded. These extortionists of the high seas represented the North African Islamic nations of Tripoli, Tunis, Algiers, and Morocco, collectively referred to as the Barbary Coast, and presented a dangerous and unprovoked threat to the new American Republic. Before the Revolutionary War, U.S. merchant ships had been under the protection of Great Britain, but when the U.S. declared its independence and entered into war, the ships of the United States were protected by France. However, once the war was won, America had to protect its own fleets, thus the birth of the U.S. Navy. Beginning in 1784, 17 years before he would become president, Thomas Jefferson became America's minister to France. And that same year, the U.S. Congress sought to appease its Muslim adversaries by following in the footsteps of European nations who paid bribes to the Barbary states rather than engaging them in war. In July of 1785, Algerian pirates captured American ships, and the Dey of the Algiers demanded an unheard of ransom of $60,000. It was a plain and simple case of extortion, and Thomas Jefferson was vehemently opposed to any further payments. Instead, he proposed to Congress the formation of a coalition of allied nations who together could force the Islamic states into peace. A disinterested Congress decided to pay the ransom. In 1786, Thomas Jefferson and John Adams met with Tripoli's ambassador to Great Britain to ask by what right his nation attacked American ships and enslaved American citizens, and why it was that Muslims held so much hostility towards America, a nation with which they had no previous contacts. The two future presidents reported that the ambassador had answered that Islam was founded on the laws of their prophet and that it was written in their Quran that all nations who would not acknowledge their authority were sinners, that it was their right and duty to make war upon them whenever they could be found, and to make slaves of all they could take as prisoners, and that every Muslim who should be slain in battle was sure to go to paradise. Despite his stunning admission of premeditated violence on non-Muslim nations, as well as the objections of many notable American leaders, including George Washington, who warned that caving in was both wrong and would only further embolden the enemy. For the following 15 years, the American government paid the Muslims millions of dollars for their safe passage of American ships or the return of American hostages. The payments and ransom tribute amounted to over 20% of the United States government annual revenues in 1800. Jefferson was disgusted. Shortly after being sworn in as the third president of the United States of America in 1801, the Pasha of Tripoli sent him a note demanding the immediate payment of $225,000 plus $25,000 a year for every year forthcoming. Well, that changed everything. Jefferson let Pasha know, in no uncertain terms, what he could do with his demand. The Pasha responded by cutting down the flagpole at the American consulate and declared war on the United States. Tunis, Morocco, and Algiers immediately followed suit. Jefferson, until now, had been against America raising a naval force for anything beyond coastal defense, but having
Andrew
watched
Young,
his nation
former
be cowed
mayor
by
of Atlanta,
thuggery,
said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death." Our Constitution was made only for a moral and a religious people, Christian. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Human passions unbridled by morality and religion, Christianity, would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. The second President of the United States of America, Mr. John Adams.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
"You
shouldn't rock the boat." Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Okay, so we're going to get to this again. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, sonsoflibertyradio.com, that's who we are, what it is that we have been doing for the last 30 years. Doing, being a part of the answer, Isaiah 58, verse 12. James 2, 14 through 26. I know it sounds foreign to so many people in this country, but that's what we've been doing as a ministry. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Outstanding media outsource and resource is SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We have contributors from all over the country that are a part of the culture war. As the Sons of Issachar knew the times, so do they. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Everything and anything you need to know about us and what it is that's going on in your country, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe to that page, and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. And with that, friends, if you'd like to check it out, go to the top left side of that page as well, beforeitsnews.com. If you want to call in at any time, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that we follow the Christ here. Now, let me get to this, because yesterday we were talking about how ignorant our forefathers were not and are not. And the only reason anybody would believe any of that nonsense is because of their hypocrisy, whereby they hold the truth and unrighteousness. And what am I saying? They don't believe the media, but yet they parrot what the media tells them. America's filled with these sorts of people. But I'm saying that for the very reason that I want to go forward and just add to and also highlight what's going on in your country right now concerning the Muslim infiltration. Now, I did play a video right before the show today where it actually highlights why Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America, knew the Quran. He took the time to know the mind of the enemy.
And so how anybody wants to go out there and try to relay to others that Thomas Jefferson's the one that established religious freedom and so on and so forth, that's not at all what he meant, though he did. That's not at all what he meant. He fought off the very people that you're allowing the Judases within the halls of government to allure into your country today. Did you know that? That's a fact. And I'm going to show you this in just a moment. So today what we're going to be talking about is our forefathers are not as ignorant as the revisionists want you to believe. And I want to show you as to what it was our forefathers were taught as children and what they taught their posterity in hopes that it would fall all the way to us. And it did all the way up until 1962. But first, before I get that, I want you to see this. The Muslim's Trojan Horse. Now, I wrote this back in 2014. 2014, I warned the people that this was a United Nations International Baccalaureate agenda concerning what's going on in public schools. Yesterday, I took the time and told you that the ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union, notice again the name, folks, just the opposite what they do, what they're responsible for, and what Roger Baldwin said, that the end of the ACLU is communism. In other words, they don't have a lawful standing, yet this is what the Christians, as they call themselves, are running from. No, it's a lack of Christianity, folks. You know, there's no such thing as carnal Christianity. Nope, none whatsoever. If they have not the Spirit of Christ, it's unchristian. Read Acts 5:32. But what I want you to pay attention to is now the ACLU, not only have they been attacking Christianity, they've been used as the political battering ram in hopes of upending who we are, as you all the well know. And the media is right there to spread fear that has no substantiation whatsoever in the sense of validating the truth of what they're smearing or promulgating to the people. In other words, there's nothing to be afraid of. Just ask me and I'll tell you, okay? And so what happened is the professors, 300-1 to any other religion in America, somehow or another have taken the bait and they've capitulated in the face of war, Psalm 78, verse 9. Instead of taking it to the enemy, what they have done is allowed the enemy to establish themselves within the United States of America. Remember what I'm telling you this. Remember what I'm telling you right now again. They don't have any lawful standing to do so. But since the people believe the lie, here, I want to show you something. Did you know that now what they're doing is they're indoctrinating the Muslim religion in public schools in America? I'm going to show you this in just a moment so you can see it all the more. There's 500 historical errors in public school textbooks concerning the indoctrination of the Muslim religion. Okay, so this is all pre-planned. You're being sold out to your enemies. Deuteronomy 28:63. As a result, the young people that are being subjected to everything and protected from nothing in public schools are learning to become Muslims. I'm not making this up. Cross-check me. 281-845-4704. They're teaching young people that are being thrown into the public cesspool of indoctrination by the federal government. They're teaching them to fast for Ramadan. Again, I'm not making this up. Learning the five pillars of Islam in America. Memorizing verses of the Quran in America. They're even teaching young people how to adopt a Muslim name. And even going so far to stage a jihad. Do you know that they're teaching your kids in public schools today to stage a jihad? That means war against the infidel. They're teaching the kids in America to stage and to make war against their own people. In America, right now as we speak. Well, some will say, how did this happen? Well, the American Muslim Council, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, they have it backwards. And the Clinton administration joined together to create an environment that opened the door to Muslim teaching while attacking anyone who speaks of the Christian religion in public schools. I want you to understand that it's the Zionists that are behind what's going on here, friends, being used as a political battering ram, using the Muslims as mercenaries to go ahead and war against the American people. I wish people would take it a step further and pull the curtain back to understand who's pulling their strings, because history is repeating itself because the people have failed to learn from history. Now, what I'm going to do on the other side of this hard break up and coming is I'm going to bring in a useful idiot. This is just in January.
last year, by the way. And I want to show you a video. It's resurfacing right now because people need to understand how these young kids in the Muslim nations are being raised up and who they're warring against, just to, again, further solidifying my point. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Perry Atkinson, President and General Manager of the Dove Radio and TV. What an honor for me to talk about Bradley Dean. Bradley has been a friend of the Dove's ministry and a regular guest on our talk show for many years. His Sons of Liberty broadcast on radio is one of the top platforms in the country for spreading the truth of Christ and bringing resolve to the issues that so many of us face on a daily basis. Bradley and his team has done an excellent job honoring the price that has been paid for our freedoms, both naturally and spiritually. And it's our honor and our pleasure to partner with Sons of Liberty Radio.
BBSRadio.com.
Hey everybody, Alex Newman here, award-winning international journalist with Liberty Sentinel Media. We broke some of the critical stories exposing the COVID hoax, the lies about the injections, and so much more way before it was cool. We exposed the UN, the climate hoax, the U.S. government, and so much more, all from a biblical perspective, with the goal of bringing you all the information you need to keep your family and yourself happy, healthy, and free. Check us out at LibertySentinel.org and subscribe for free at LibertySentinel.org/subscribe.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Let us not be found amongst the common herd, friends, as you are to be the compeers of angels. Nay, as you are far higher than they, and one with Christ, and as the precious blood has been your ransom price, walk as becometh saints. Again, 281-845-4704. I'm going to go ahead and just hold up for a moment here, friends, because what I need to do, I need to play a video for you, and then I'll take that phone call from our friend in the southernmost part of the United States of America. So with the highlights, during the first segment, friends, I'm showing you that they're teaching young people in schools in America how to become a Muslim, to fast for Ramadan, learning the five pillars of Islam, memorizing verses of the Quran, adopting a Muslim name, and staging a jihad against you. They're training your own kids to do so. Well, I have for years shown you what's been going on, most recently concerning the young people and what they're being taught. I played a video last month of a bunch of young Muslim kids in Philadelphia singing songs about how they're going to cut off the heads of the infidels in your country. This is the importance of you sharing these videos, okay? It's not a game. It's not a joke. The Lord's at the helm. He's bringing judgment upon disobedient people. That's just the bottom line, okay? The enemies are the servants in the hand of the Lord, period. That's what's going on.
I want to bring you over into another video. And this is most recently where the young children that are being allured along with their parents into America, namely Muslims, okay? And with that, what they're training those kids up to do and to who hate, as to who they're supposed to hate as well. Check this out.
We know what that means. The sign, this one they keep putting up, this was the old ISIS symbol, one, meaning one God, one religion, one faith, one leader, symbol of unity and power. These boys are all behaving very threateningly.
The young kids are threatening the reporter.
Kill you. One day I want to slit your throat. They're all making very, very
the young kids, gestures. Folks. The young kids are saying to the reporter, "One day I'm going to kill you. One day I'm going to slit your throat." And what are they teaching kids in public schools? Oh, they're just taking the kids in public schools and making them a prey to effeminate men in hopes that they can sodomize your children. That's not a joke. That's a fact. Cross-check me, 281-845-4704.
So this is the culture that they're being brought up in. For anyone who's a foreigner saying, "We hope you're going to die, we're going to slaughter you one at a time." The worst kind of ISIS mentality.
I think he's a little surprised as well, friends, this reporter.
Is the culture here.
Now watch this.
To throw stones.
Now the young kids are starting to pick up rocks and throw rocks at the reporter. You can't make this up, friends. And these are the people they're alluring into your country. Just want to make clear you understand what's going on. This is him inside of his van. You can hear the truck being pelted with rocks from these little kids that are being raised up to war against you and me, people. See? I mean, this is just stuff you can't make up. Well, some will say, what does that have to do with America?
The school district says it will no longer be playing host to an Islamic Games event sponsored by a foreign terrorist organization after pushback from citizens and multiple state officials.
Also, when people push back, they can put a stop to it. Oh, yeah.
Islamic Games describes itself as an athletic event for Islamic youth. It was originally slated to take place in Grapevine, Colleyville, Independent School District on May 9th and 10th. An advertisement for the event listed the Council on American Islamic Relations as a sponsor. You might recall that back in November, Governor Greg Abbott designated CARE
Abbott's
as a foreign terrorist organization under Texas law. Grapevine Colleyville ISD told Texas Scorecard that the district was aware of a facility request for the 2026 Islamic Games, but was still in negotiations when made aware of CARE's sponsorship of the event.
Okay, well, CARE's all over the United States of America, and they're the ones that are attacking the people that stand up against the crimes of the Muslims. Where are the said representatives? I'll tell you. The said representatives are the ones that are responsible for alluring these people in. That's where they're at. I know some people just don't want to believe that. Well, then let me ask you something. Why is it happening? Why is it happening? We got John calling in from the southernmost part of the United States. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. John, what say you, my friend?
I say hello, Bradley. I hope you're all having a good day. The book that I have printed that I bought a long time ago, it's about 3 inches thick. It was printed in 1876, so the first 100 years of the United States. It says the history of the United States. It doesn't say USA. So, I'm in the southernmost U.S. What you were saying about Jefferson when you started the show, yeah, he was just looking at Article 1, Section 8 as far as the Navy is concerned, as far as the Koran, and he was trying to understand his enemy and follow the Constitution. But the Talmud was written before the Koran. You know, the devil, he's been busy. You know, the Pharisees killed the Sadducees, right? We deal with all this, and you fight every day for this. But the other day you had that gentleman on, I think it was Senator Lucera. And I just kind of, you know, I think if Lynn Taylor would have been on the show, she would have had like 50 questions for him. I had 25 myself, but the one question I would want to ask him so that you can look at all of this fraud, as far as everyone doing their own investigation, is ask him if he could supply you with the CAFR for 2025 or 2024, 2023, which are called the confidential annual financial reports that every state has to file because they're a private corporation through doing all of the counties, 185,000 nationwide.
Okay.
And ask him for that, because unless you look at the CAFR, which is the confidential annual financial reports for each state that they have to file every year, you can't get to the bottom of all of this. So, yeah, Bradley, thank you very much for letting me just say all that. But as far as Jefferson, man, he was dealing with the Barbary Coast, I think, right?
Yep.
And trying to understand all of that and look at everything through a very vast picture that he didn't have a TV to, you know?
Right. Well, so, they're very prophetic. All of them were. Totally appreciate the phone call, 281-845-4704. Folks, here's the deal. And I had some people ask me today. Outside of the fact that we have so many people nitpicking what I'm doing here, my objective is justice. And obviously we need a couple representatives to do their job. And we can find fault with Eric Lucero all day long. We can find fault with Walter Hudson all day long. To suggest that I don't know what I'm dealing with is absolutely insane. I totally understand it. But I can tell you this right now, it's between me and the Lord as to how it gets done. I don't care who he uses in the process. Okay. And if the Lord so chooses to use a donkey to get the job done, to say what needs to be said, then he'll use a donkey to do the job, to get the job done. So I'm not worried about who's in my way or what I need to facilitate. But I can tell you this, if it wasn't for the push concerning this show, there would be no articles of impeachment in the state of Minnesota right now. So everybody, while everybody's nitpicking, I'm pushing the plow forward, making sure that Zion rolls forward, because we understand that the wheels of justice roll slow, but I'm persevering, continuing on that course until the job is done. That is the only reason that we have the articles of impeachment to this point. I've even had people tell me today, well, it's going to go nowhere, they said. Who said that? Oh, the Democrats. Oh, really? So now there's Democrats. How long have you been listening to the show? Do you see why you're confused? Because you don't listen to those that are telling you the truth. And furthermore, what people don't listen to more than even with their own ears is they don't understand action. What they want to do is they want to be like those that picked up the rocks and began to pelt Caleb and Joseph with rocks. And I'm talking about just Joshua, forgive me. And I'm talking about Numbers 13 and 14 when they were just told to go get the fruit, bring it back, show them it can be done. What did the people do? Were they rejoicing due to the fact that they had people that were actually following the Lord, the captain of the host, and getting the job done? No, they don't care about the captain of the host. They don't. Matter of fact, they hate Joshua and they hate Caleb for getting the job done, because when we get the job done, you know what that does? It shows you all the people that did nothing concerning their professed faith, because it went no further than their mouths. Faith without works is dead, people, and that's my objective here, is to undo all of the professors by doing what it is that they fail to do. Now, is that the reason I do it? No. But people, does it get to the point where you're ashamed of what you leave undone? Do you ever get to the point where you're embarrassed when you call in and you try to nitpick people that are trying to get the job done for you and your posterity? That's not there neither. Everybody's got to say so, but nobody wants to do anything. Well, that's where you're failing the test, and it's a lack of Christianity. It really, truly is. So with that, folks, I'm going to move on. I'm going to show you a video where we can see now a Somalian woman right on cue. They do it all the time. One that means to conquer America. She has all of her religious garb on. She goes into a mosque, which has a military underbelly in America. Well, now that ICE, whatever you think of that, they come in, they arrest her, and now she wants to paint this picture. And while she's painting it, everybody knows that she's lying. Everybody knows that she's being coached. And there's not a person that believes what she has to say. I'll come right back to that in just a moment.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think. and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Hi, my name's Floyd Brown from the Western Center for Journalism and westernjournalism.com. I love Bradley Dean. I'll tell you what, here's a man with passion that is going out and providing important messages to young people, and I really salute him for what he's doing. That's why here at westernjournalism.com, we run Bradley Dean's op-eds every single week. If you want to read Bradley Dean at westernjournalism.com, come on over. And I really enjoy the radio program, too.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day. And we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean. And we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
In a world filled with compromise and those who cower from speaking the truth, listening to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty is a breath of fresh air in a day and age when you are searching for someone to just tell it like it is. If you are ready to hear the unadulterated truth from the Word of God that will feed your soul, open your eyes, give you understanding, and turn your heart to the Father, if you are ready to take a stand and realize your duty before God and man to preserve the freedom so graciously bestowed upon us by God Almighty and our founding forefathers, if you're ready to set aside the counterfeit and embrace the real, then join us weekdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for an encounter that will enlighten your understanding and point you directly to Jesus Christ, the everlasting light.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Yeah, I'll hit that tomorrow. I'm just kind of throwing stuff in there for people that are on social media platforms. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. I want to show you this really quick because we have a Somalian. And folks, they do this right on cue. With the aid of Channel 5, Channel 9, Channel 4, Channel 11 in the state of Minnesota. So, again, only proving the point that the mainstream media is complicit in the crimes that are being committed against you. They're found out for this fraud in the state of Minnesota. Now all over the United States of America. It's already been uncovered. Almost 100 individuals, 99 of them have been Muslims. What happens when they're uncovered for their crimes? The first thing they do is they play the victim. And when they play the victim, you can rest assured, friends, that nothing they have to say, for the most part, is true. Okay? They don't have a right to come into America and conquer we the people. They don't have a right to come into prospective countries throughout the world and demand that the people assimilate. Now, I know some people don't understand that, but you do need to understand that that's in fact what's happening here. They're demanding Americans assimilate and conform to their ways of life. Okay, so they just turned you into the enemy, though you played the fool when you offered them mercy because you didn't take time to study the past of who these people and what they're used for. And again, I showed you and I highlighted several times that it's the Zionists, those that are claiming to be the children of God, that are using the Muslims to do their biddings and dividing, trying to create a war between the Christians and Muslims at the Elm. Folks, that's all you have to do is find the Zionists pulling the strings, driving this narrative of divide and conquer, okay? Now, before I get to that, I want you to check this out, okay? This is a woman that was allegedly called the N-word, which I don't believe. Then they arrested her, which I believe. Then the violence started. That's when they gave her a scab, she says. Now, does anybody believe this? Listen carefully.
That man, he called me the N-word, and he called me that, and then he arrested me. They arrested me. It was multiple people. They used a lot of force to arrest me. I actually got a scab that was healing while I was in jail. But they pushed me hard. They used a lot of violence. My body still hurts. I got a concussion. It's really hard.
All right, keep going on. Keep embellishing what happened there. Come on, we need to hear more.
They were just using a lot of force to arrest me, and I
was screaming. Folks, I want you to remember, these are the people that just defrauded the state of Minnesota $9 billion up to $19 billion. What do? They attack the system, then they play the victim when they're found out. Luke 12:2. Okay, she goes on and she goes on. Folks, is anybody aware of the fact that they use tequila? That means that they can lie for their God. What kind of a God is it that says, go ahead and lie for my cause? It shows you that their God is impotent, that he's weak, that he's a fraud. That's what that means. Now, folks, if you want all this to quit and come to an end, and you want to make America great again, you're going to have to make evil people fear punishment again. And that starts with your politicians, or should I say, that's secondary to you standing before a just and a holy God and repenting for your sins before him. Because until that happens, you're not going to be able to right the wrong anywhere because you're not going to have the power to do it. It'll be a wooden, blunt sword. You're going to be ineffective. Folks, Americans need justice. You all know that. I keep bringing you back to this over and over and over again, and it's absolutely true. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to go ahead proving my point that I wanted to make a moment ago. Rabbi explains why they Islamicize Europe. He said, you'll pay a very high price, Europeans, but at a point that you don't even know what we are talking about. There will be no Holocaust for you with trains that will take you to the crematory ovens. It will be on the spot. The slaughter is also marked in the books, and you will not have a place to flee to because all the evil you have done to Israel. Does that sound like the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Does that sound like his children? You will pay it 100-fold. Is God vindictive? Not at all. The Messiah will come when Edom, Europe, Christianity will have totally fallen. So I ask you, is it good news that Islam is invading Europe? That's excellent news, said the rabbi. This announces the arrival of the Messiah. Excellent news. When Italy disappears, when Edom, which is the headquarters of Christianity, America, comes from Esab, when that place will disappear, and that's what Islam is going to do. Islam is the broom of Israel. Know it. Then instead of doing all of the work, God sends Ishmael, Muslims, to solve the problem. When he gets rid of all of this and the wine will come back to us, then coming to the Messiah will be imminent. Folks, these are clearly the children of the devil, okay? I want to play one more piece here for you. This is a priest, and he highlights the fact that Zionists are the ones that are using Islam against Christian nations.
Israelis today are direct, they're not at all the servants of God. They're direct, with some noble exceptions. There are always noble exceptions. Well, when you're talking about the Jews, you're talking about them in general. In general, they go along with their leaders who want the New World Order and who want to get rid of the old Christian world. Islam has also been.
So it's those that are claiming to be the children of God, Rothschild's Israel,
it was very
that are using Islam against Christian nations. Let me ask you something. Do you understand why the Lord said that you're a stumbling block, real Christians? I'm talking to the real Christians. I know that you're far and few between. But do you understand why you're a stumbling block? Do you understand why you're a rock of offense? Because you have your feet upon the rock. And what is that rock? The rock of Revelation. The church in which the Lord built his church, in which the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Folks, none of this should move you, and I'm talking about real Christians, because you have all the power on your side, for you have the Lord God of Israel on your side, and I'm talking about the people, not geographically, the way that so many ignorantly believe, okay? Also, I want you to contemplate this as to what I'm going to throw at you right now. When you look at John 8, isn't it interesting that when Jesus rebuked these people, the same mindset, those that are of the devil, he's a liar, he's a murderer from the very beginning. Notice that Jesus said, I know that you're of what, Abraham, but you go about to seek to kill me, okay? So just because they're born of the lineage doesn't mean that they're born of the Spirit. They did the things of their father, Jesus said, the devil himself. And what does he do? He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. John 8:44. This is not difficult to understand. Netanyahu, all of the said prime ministers since 1947 have used false names, false covers, playing the children of God while they're continuously attacking nations that oppose their agenda. One more question for you, and I want to throw a question at you. Why is it that these same sort of people, these children of the devil, not of the Israel of God, make distinction, those that'll be engrafted back into the vine, there's a distinction. Real Jews all over the world are exposing the Zionists, saying, don't equate us to them because they are not us and we are not them. But why is it, friends, this is the question I want to propose. Why is it that they've been expelled from every country that they've been a part of? Same tricks, same devil, same playbook, different day. That's all. What is it that the American people don't understand? Netanyahu is Mylakowski. Did you see that he was not invited to go to a certain country just yesterday? Because he was afraid of being arrested for his crimes against humanity. He's a war criminal. Again, I want to remind you, if you didn't hear this, so now you know, this same Mylakowski is the one that's going to and fro in the Middle East, bragging about how he controls Donald Trump in our Congress. That's why they're trying to create anti-Semitism laws, friends, under none other than Cruz, that little fraud for who he is, who thinks he's the Silver Knight. And the rest of them, Mike Huckabee, the list goes on, Ron DeSantis, Kristi Noem, they're all Zionist people. That's why they're showing their allegiance to Remfan. It's not the Star of David, because there is no such thing as a Star of David. That's premised on what? It's mystic. It's fake. It's been created. It's demonic. There is no Star of David. There's no Seal of Solomon, people. That's not in the Bible. That's all man-made nonsense. And for a good portion of you, I know a lot of people are catching on now, but for a good portion of you, you're still listening to the likes of a John Hagee, and you deserve exactly what you get. You're supporting the very ones that are destroying your country. Just know that to be true, because it is 100%. We got Stacy calling in from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Stacy, what say you, my friend?
God bless you on this day of the Lord. He's in control no matter what. Thank you for what you're doing. You're amazing. Every state in the country should be impeaching every person down the line and getting rid of the treasonous people, because we can and we should, and there's plenty of us. Amen. And their lies are not being digested anymore. We're vomiting them back up.
Amen. Amen. I'm with you, Stacy. Yeah, thank you, ma'am. I totally appreciate you. I really do. And stay in the fight. We all need to be in the fight. So I got one more segment, and what I want to do is I want to tap into some of this. And our forefathers are not as ignorant as the revisionists would want you to believe that they are or were. It's interesting how we have the longest standing constitution in modern history, and yet people don't even know why. And what's even worse than that, and I shared with you yesterday this information. Forgive me, I got a couple things in front of me, actually more than a couple. But with that, it's interesting that you know who's denouncing our forefathers? You know who's denouncing their history more than the professors in the pulpits across the country? Nobody. And yet I've been waiting for 25 years on national radio, waiting for one of them to go ahead and prove their point on this show. But yet, even if we reach out to them, we can't get them on the show because they can't substantiate the lies that they're promulgating amongst you. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Again, we'll be right back.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Martin Luther King Jr. rightly stated that I must admit, America, that I was initially disappointed in being so categorized as an extremist. But as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being an extremist. Was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This nation cannot survive half slave and half free. Was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of an extremist we will be. We will be extremists for the preservation of injustice, or will we be extremists for the cause of justice? He goes on and says, history will record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people. Patrick Henry said in a speech to the House of Burgess in May of 1765 that it cannot be emphasized too clearly and too often that this nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians, not on religion, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. For this very reason, people of other faiths have been afforded asylum, prosperity, and freedom of worship here. So the Zionists are the ones using Islam against America just like they did to Europe. Well, thank God the European people are waking up and kicking them out in droves, to say the least. So I want to tip back into this. We were talking about it yesterday. And all the lies and the nonsense that you've been taught about our forefathers, I mean, just incredible. It really is. If you want to question any of that again, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Let's go to this really quick. As you all the well know, Americans, just go to your capital, Every state preamble starts out acknowledging the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And then it talks about how he's bestowed our God-given rights upon us. And those that serve we, the people, let me say it again, those that serve we, the people, derive their just powers from the consent of we, the people. So they work for us. We do not work for them. They have the roles completely backwards. And now they're intimidating people that stand up against them and their crimes for acting outside of their scope of authority that they derive from the people. The people did not delegate any authority for them to attack themselves, rest assured. So when we look back at our forefathers, where was it that our forefathers, and what is it that they taught us? Well, if you go back to the University of Houston, they conducted a study with political science professors who searched to find out where the founding fathers chose their foundational ideas. They assembled 15,000 writings from the era of the founders. They researched for 10 years and isolated 3,154 direct quotes and identified the source of the quotes. Anybody want to just go ahead and answer? Because I think everybody knows where I'm going. They came directly from the Word of God. 8.3% were quotes from Baron Charles D. Montesquieu, English Common Law. 7.9% were quotes from Sir William Blackstone, English Common Law, the main dude. 2.9% were quotes from John Locke. He's the one that said, where God's law ends, tyranny begins, right in the capital of the state of Minnesota. And 34% of their quotes came directly from the Bible. And when researching where Montesquieu, Blackstone, and Locke got their ideas from, they found that theirs came from the Bible as well. Do you think so? I mean, for example, three branches of government, Isaiah 33:22, separation of powers came directly from Jeremiah 17:9. Tax exemption for churches, by the way, if you look at the IRS publication 557, I'll tell you right off the start, right on the front page, that churches are exempt. They're completely exempt, okay? That came from where? Ezra 7:24. And I can go on, and I can go on, and I can go on concerning that bit of history. But let me go over to this, because what I want to do, and I don't want to rush any of this. I just want you to get a real good dose of, again, who we are, because I want your feet on the rock. So when people lie about who we are and where we came from, you're educated to go ahead and answer objectively to that lie and tell the truth in tearing away at the lies. So when you look at, for example, I'll probably have to do this on another day, but I do want to just throw at you, for example, Harvard. Did you know that Harvard was started by Congregationalists for training ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ? I'm just waiting for someone to say that's just not true. Oh, because why? Well, I'll tell you why. Because it's still inscripted on the walls at Harvard today. Does anybody know what their logo is or what their educational philosophy was? It was the Bible. Does anybody know what Harvard's two mottos were and are? You ready for this? For Christ and the church. Do you hear me? See, folks, nobody has anything to complain about concerning what's going on in their country except themselves wickedly departing from what it is that our forefathers established. Again, the motto at Harvard is what? Christ and the church. The second one was for the glory of Christ. You've got to be kidding me. Nope, not kidding you at all. As a matter of fact, Harvard's directives to students was, let every student be plainly instructed and consider well that the main end, let the students be plainly instructed, consider well that the main end of his life and studies is to know God and Jesus, which is eternal life, John 17:3. And therefore, to lay Christ in the bottom as the only foundation of all sound knowledge and learning. That's Harvard. Do you guys all know who Alina Kagan is? That nasty, unelected, black-robed tyrant that sits on the Supreme Court. Did you know that she used to be the overseer as the dean? She was just paying her dues is all she was doing, showing her loyalties to the devil, literally. Did you know that she was the one, her objective was to queerify Harvard? Did she know that she warred against our military on campus? Oh, folks, and I can go in. I do a whole show on her alone. She is one sick reprobate. I think of George Whitefield. He said that a man without grace is half devil and half beast. She's the consummation of all of it. She is a devil. So is the rest of what you tolerate sitting on the bench, friends. Because it's the bench, those that are sitting on the bench that are objecting to actually follow the rule of the Constitution, which is interesting and rather hypocritical, because right over the top of their heads is Moses in the Ten Commandments, where it says justice is the guardian of liberty. So they've changed that motto to injustice brings chaos. And the American people, because they've wickedly departed from who we are as a people, are taking them for face value. Everyone sitting on that bench right now is appointed to do the very things that they're doing right now, to slowly erode at the laws that make us free under God. In hope, on their end, in hopes of subjugating us all to the tyrants. And for every jot and every tittle that kicks against God's moral law, you better understand that it is a chain that is being forged to enslave every single one of you. That's a fact. Okay? So let's go on to the next one. We got Yale, also started by Congregationalists, for training ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's just... Bradley, I've never heard of that before. Oh, okay, then it must not be true. No, it just shows you how well the enemy has basically covered the foundations in the educational system in which you were fundamentally established upon. And this is why I continuously tell you what our forefathers told you concerning what our Lord told us in Jeremiah 6:16. Study the past. Go back. Don't listen to this new nonsense garbage that's being thrown down your face all day long. That's all you have to do is go to Washington, D.C., friends, to understand and to basically verify everything that I'm telling you, that it's absolutely 100% true. I've been there 15 times, one of my favorite places to go in the whole world. I absolutely love D.C. But let's go back to this. We have Yale, okay, also started by the Congregationalists. It's interesting, above all, have an eye to the great end of all of your studies, which is obtain the clearest conceptions of divine things and to lead you to a saving knowledge of God in his Son, Jesus Christ. What about Princeton? Princeton, started by Presbyterians under the umbrella of the Christian faith, to do what? To train ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. What is the end aim? John Witherspoon, who is the president of Princeton: every student shall attend worship in the college hall morning and evening, and shall attend public worship on the Sabbath. There shall be assigned to each class certain exercises for the religious instructions, and no students belonging to any class shall neglect them. What was made mandatory, people? You know, in California, they're saying that the governor's making mandatory that this under Criminal Brown, the former governor there, making mandatory that your kids in health classes learn the act of sodomy. Folks, that's felonious activity. But that's what they promoted. Why? Because it kicks against everything the Lord told us thou shalt not do. When the Lord says thou shalt not, it's not for our harm. It's always for our good. And yes, God gave his law because he loved, not because he hates us. Hate doesn't tell the truth. Love does that. And that's exactly why the Lord gave the law. And if we understand correctly, Matthew 22:37-39, what is the fulfilling of the law? Love. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you, friends. We need to keep things into contextual and in perspective when it comes to Scripture. And again, in context as to how the inspired writer wrote it, and see it all the way through so we can understand what it was that the Holy Spirit meant for us to understand, and nothing short of that. Folks, I'll talk to you in about 23 hours. Thank you for the phone calls. We're going to get to more of some of this information tomorrow. I've got a ton of stuff to get you caught up on concerning what's happening in the country. I'm here to tell you, friends, stand your ground. Too many people died to give you what you have today. Don't shame them, and don't let the bad guys desecrate what it is that they fought, bled, and died to give us. Love you by what we do, John 15:13. John 15:13. Please share these articles and also go over to the store, sonsoflibertymedia.com.